this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Again, thank you to the American Spectator, Jeff Lord, Paul Kengor, Bob Terrell and the group there for your very, very kind article. I also want to thank Newsmax and Chris Ruddy for their very complimentary coverage too. Very, very kind of them. And many others out there I want to thank, but actually not many others, are there, Mr. Producer? But those that are, I just want to thank you very much. I want to get back to this Supreme Court issue on tariffs. I think I've answered the Chief Justice of the United States, Roberts. I've answered Sonia Sotomayor. Let's give a shot here. Amy Comey Barrett. Cut 21, go.
Can I just ask you a question? Can you point to any other place in the code or any other time in history where that phrase, together, regulate importation, has been used to confer tariff-imposing authority?
Well, as to regulate importation, that was held in TWEA. So obviously, and that's...
Okay, so an intermediate appellate court held it in TWEA, but you just told Justice Kavanaugh that wasn't your lead argument, that your lead argument was this long history of the phrase regulate importation being understood to include tariff authority. So my question is, has there ever been another instance in which a statute has conferred, used that language to confer the...
Why does that matter? Why does that matter? Let's say there's not. Why is that controlling? That doesn't mean an affirmative decision was made not to use it because you couldn't use it. I would say to the justice, of course you're not allowed to, but what I would say to the justice is, okay, well let me ask you this. Are you aware of any case in which it actually came up and it was rejected? And the answer is no. So it's a red herring. Go ahead.
I mean, obviously, other statutory example is just imports. The cases we rely on are cases where, for example, in Gibbons, it's Ogden and Justice Story's
treatise. But that just shows the word can be used that way. None of those cases talked about it as conferring tariff.
You see, that's actually even weirder. That just means it can be used that way, not that it confers that authority necessarily on the president. I don't understand. So you're president of the United States, you're making decisions about tariffs, and you got to decide if language can be used a certain way, but whether it actually confers it on you. Now, why would a president do that? And why is that so important? That is, does it confer it on him? I don't know. Justice, does it? Well, it's never been used that way before, but it's never been tried that way before. You see what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? The separation of powers issue, the way this is being dealt with, to me, is almost comical, if not childish. Go ahead.
I understood you to be citing McGoldrick and Gibbons in those cases just to show that it's possible to say that regulating commerce includes the power to tariff.
I think our argument goes a bit further than that as an interpretive matter, because if you look at that history, the history of delegation...
Would you just answer the justice's question?
Isn't that nice? Somebody woke up Sotomayor. Somebody woke her up. Would you just answer the question, please? Where are we? First of all, your question was as dumb as they come, Justice. Go ahead.
Can you identify any statute that used that phrase to confer territory?
Yeah, the only two statutes I can identify now are TWIA, as interpreted in Yoshida, and then closely related, not regulated importation, but adjust imports in Section 232.
Well, I think adjust imports is differently. So the answer is the contested application in TWIA, and then now in IEPA.
And then, of course, I mean...
Let's stop a second. But there's no counter cases in which it says a president cannot. I'm trying not to get too much in the weeds here. There's no counter cases that says a president cannot. I looked at this. So can you tell him, Justice, where there's counter cases where it says a president can't interpret it that way? Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that. But yes. Okay.
And then, but then, more fundamentally, we rely on historical sources to show there's this long historical pedigree of broad delegations of the foreign commerce power, not the power to tax that we're not asserting here, delegations of the foreign commerce power to the president, going back to Gibbons against Ogden.
So here's what's going on. Let me slow you down because it may be confusing everybody, and I don't blame you if you are. He's asserting that this is a foreign policy issue, in some cases a national security issue, that it's not viewed as a tax issue per se. I would argue that maybe it has a taxing effect, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't have a foreign policy and national security issue as well. Just like a regulation. Regulation has a taxing effect, but then on the other hand, who's going to enforce regulations? Who's going to write regulations if the executive branch does not? But just because people talk fast doesn't mean they're actually making any sense. And she says, look, maybe he can do it, but can you show me any basically precedential court? And by that she means a significant court, like her court or just under her court, that interprets it the way you do. And my answer to that is, why does it matter? If it's never been presented before, why does it matter? Go ahead.
And Board of Trustees, where this court and founding era sources say the power to, in other words, the power to tariff is kind of this natural, you know, as everyone knows, that includes.
Let me just ask you one other question about the plain text, General Sauer.
Of course, they never listen to the answer. They just blow right through. Go ahead.
You've referred to the other verbs in IEPA as capacious. Would you really describe them as capacious? Because to me, things like nullify and void have definite meanings. I agree with you that regulate is a broader term, but those words I think are powerful. They pack a punch, but I wouldn't describe them as capacious in the sense that they have a wide range of meanings. So can you describe what you mean by capacious?
Let me put it this way. You look at all nine verbs together, and you're looking at a spectrum of powers from the most sort of negative,
exactly.
Nullify, block, prohibit, void, mm-hmm. to the most affirmative, direct, compel, and then
this guy's
also,
no dummy. Go ahead.
That are more intermediate, regulate, investigate, and so forth. So the natural common sense inference from that grammatical structure is the intention of Congress to sort of cover the waterfront.
Yeah, very well said. So what she does, she pulls two words out of it. The I'll put it my way, the most aggressive words, and says, these seem to me to be very clear. And he's saying, well, okay, but what about the other eight words that are in the same sentence? You know, it's like reading the First Amendment but cutting a big chunk of it out. No, that's not what the First Amendment says, and that's not what the authors intended. And so my question to you, America, is this. Why is she being so hostile? Why is she asking questions? To me, they were pretty stupid. Like, why is there no precedent in this area? Well, because there's no precedent in this area. And these two words seem pretty aggressive, pretty hard-hitting. Well, maybe they are, but what about all the other words that are in the same sentence? So why is she doing that? I'm just curious. You know, Clarence Thomas is really a genius, because you figure, if I have nothing to say, let me listen, see how this works out. But I feel like some of these justices feel they have to speak, even honestly. They sound stupid. We've seen Jackson, we've seen Sotomayor, and I have to say, in this instance, anyway, Barrett to me sounds very foolish. Roberts sounds foolish. Sotomayor sounds like a thug. But let's keep going. Here's Justice Gorsuch. Cut 22, go.
You say that we shouldn't be so concerned in the area of foreign affairs because of the president's inherent powers. That's the gist of it, as I understand it, why we should disregard both major questions and non-delegation. So could Congress delegate to the president the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations as he sees fit? To pay and collect duties as he sees fit?
We don't assert that here. That would be a much harder case now in 1790.
Isn't that the logic of your view, though?
I don't think so, because we're dealing with a statute that was a carefully crafted compromise. It does have all the limitations that I just talked about.
You're saying we shouldn't be concerned with... Yeah, I want to explain to me how you draw the line, because you say we shouldn't be concerned because this is foreign affairs and the president has...
And it's interesting Gorsuch is saying this, because what I had been thinking is this. How do you draw the line? If this court draws the line against the President of the United States, then all these tariffs, all these negotiations, all these foreign policy and national security implications, whether it's China or some other country, collapse. They just collapse. They've neutered him. They collapse. And yet that's not compelled by the Constitution or any statute that I'm aware of, which is exactly what I said early on in this. Remember I said, Mr. Producer, they should stay out of it and let the two branches duke it out? And Congress can use the power of the purse and make a much more affirmative and definitive statement about what they believe the president can and cannot do, and then the president makes a far more definitive statement about his powers under the Constitution, their Article I powers, his Article II powers, then it might be right for the court. Once the two sides have been very clear about it, but they should never have taken this case, except to take it, overturn the lower courts, made it clear that this is a political doctrine question, meaning the two political entities, the two branches, are going to duke it out, and it's really not right for us to be sitting here and making a thin, straight line delineating what's on one side and what's on the other, because it's not that easy. It's not that easy. The tariffs on China were used to stop China from raising tariffs on these critical raw materials that we need for our computers, for our defense, and so forth and so on, and they worked. So I would ask John Roberts, is that a tax? I would ask Neil Gorsuch, was that a misapplication of the president's powers? What was it? You kind of need to have that arrow as to use against other countries. I don't understand what the hostility is. They're afraid the president's going to become too powerful, that he's going to take the taxing authority. Let's try it this way. If the president of the United States says, I'm going to raise the income tax, everybody knows, no, you can't. I'm going to slash your taxes. No, you can't. And this president knows that. How do we know? Because the beautiful big bill had to be passed in order to cut taxes. He didn't say he had that independent authority if they're worried about taxes. Well, what about taxes through the back door? Well, nobody does more taxes through the back door than the bureaucracy. Ask yourselves. Many of you have had to deal with this. And the costs throughout the economy are massive. Massive. All right, let's keep going. Go ahead.
And so, delegation off the books, more or less.
Or
and if that's true, what would
prohibit... Well, delegation is off the books. Because to me, that's the least of the arguments. The least of the arguments. Because they're not asserting a taxing power. They're asserting a foreign policy national security power under the second article of the Constitution. That's what they're asserting. If they're up there asserting a taxing power, that'd be a whole different thing. Now, if people want to say, well, they're taxing. Isn't that the core of it? That's what Robert says. And he says, no, that's not the core of what we're doing. We're negotiating to lower somebody else's tariffs. We're negotiating for a better, economic situation for our people. We're negotiating in a way that we can protect and build up our industries. It's not a matter if you agree with the president's policies. I'm talking about the Constitution. And I think if I'm the justices, what I'd say to Congress, if not directly, but even through this answering question session, this hearing, is, has Congress ever passed XYZ? No. Has Congress passed anything since Donald Trump has been president this term to try and limit what he can do? No, because they don't have a majority. Exactly, the Democrats. So we have what's called elections. Go ahead.
Just abdicating all responsibility to regulate foreign commerce, for that matter, declare war to the president.
All right, stop. That's kind of absurd. I don't mean to be rude, because I like Gorsuch. These kind of questions that reach to absurd levels, I'm not impressed by them. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Standing inside a secret prison, it houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Nicht schuldig.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg opens only in theaters everywhere November 7th.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Listen up.
Listen up.
What? The Mark Levin Show is on the air.
I am ready to start the show.
Notice Curtis Sliva was not a spoiler, was he, Mr. Producer? So all the attacks on him were really pretty outrageous. In fact, I thought he was the most articulate in the whole damn campaign. What do you think of that? The world that's gone... Let me tell you about Blaze TV. You know, when Conservative Review TV began 10 years ago, I began it, I sat down with a wonderful man named Carrie Katz. It's Carrie Katz and me and my man David Limbaugh, is like a brother. My lawyer, and I can't remember if Carrie had his lawyer or not. I don't think so. And he said, I have a great idea. Let us start a conservative, independent platform digital TV program. And I agreed. Thus was born Conservative Review TV, Conservative Review rating system, and so forth and so on. And we did extremely well. Then I would say, 6, 7 years, we were approached by Glenn Beck and his folks whether we would want to acquire the Blaze. And those folks were looking for support, and we liked it very much. And so we bought it. And they came together. And we agreed to the name Blaze Media. So I've been a part of this project, I'll call it, for what will be 10 years at the end of the year. 10 years. And we've helped launch, through our own experiences and by example, so many of these other conservative platforms, independent news platforms, by a lot of young people and other people. And that's how you do things. And they may start another one. You never know, Mr. Producer. And you can find me on Blaze. We're on Pluto. But we're mostly behind the paywall, the subscription-based paywall. Now, you can get the Blaze Unlimited with all the programming they have, the VIP treatment, their wonderful Frontier magazine. It's just fantastic. It's called Blaze Unlimited at blazeunlimited.com/Levin, blazeunlimited.com/LEVIN. Access to special events. I said VIP treatment, members only content. This isn't just about reading the truth. It's about owning it and participating in it. So visit blazeunlimited.com/Levin, blazeunlimited.com/LEVIN. Use promo code FRONTIER40, FRONTIER40. Get $40 off plus digital access to the magazine. The past magazines, the earlier ones. That's blazeunlimited.com/Levin, blazeunlimited.com/LEVIN. Use Frontier 40 and get $40 off. We'll be right back.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 AM on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're back, America.
I'm here with a very, very special guest, Eli Sharabi, one of the hostages taken by Hamas, and he's written a fantastic book called Hostage. And Eli Sharabi, welcome to the program. America and the whole world is sitting on the edge of its chair in order to hear a little bit of your story. It's very, very important with all the static out there and so forth. And so I wanted to start at the beginning. We'll break this into little pieces. Tell us about your life before October 7th and your family.
I've been, you know, in Kibbutz Be'eri for 35 years, 28 of them with Leanne that arrived from UK as a volunteer. She intended to be there for 3 months. We fell in love. We lived together. We raised two beautiful daughters, Noya and Yahel, that had great childhood, like we dreamt for them. Lots of friends, lots of activities. You know, me and Leanne, each one of us was concentrated our, you know, career. I used to be a CFO of the kibbutz and other companies outside of the kibbutz. And Leanne was, the last years, she's been a dentist assistant, and she was very happy from this work.
And your daughters were how old, though? On October 6th, October 7th, how old were your daughters?
Noya and Yahel, both of them born in October 1st and October 3rd. So just the week of October 7th, we just celebrate them a birthday with lots of friends at the house and balloons and cakes. And really, it was a great celebration. They were very happy about that. That's it.
So they were
Noya
teenagers.
Was 16, yeah. Noya was 16 and Yahel was 13.
Yeah, 16 and 13.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about each of your daughters.
Noya used to, first of all, she liked music a lot, and it was one of the things that we did together. We went to concerts of singers, and she really liked that. She liked her friends, and most she liked to help, you know, with disabled kids with the autism, and she did it for 3 years before October 7. And Yahel liked the extreme life. She liked to jump from airplanes, skydiving, scuba diving. She plays football. That was her passion.
And, you know, you write about it in the book, so I know it's hard, but October 7th, what happened October 7th to you and your girls, your wife?
We just woke up at 6:30 in the morning from alarm in the kibbutz. We pick up the girls to the safe room, stay there for 4 hours. In the meantime, we've seen first of all, we got the message to stay in the safe room because there is possibility of terrorist infiltrated Be'eri. So we stayed. We've waited there for 4 hours. In the meantime, we've seen films on the television from Sderot and Ofakim and the Nova Festival. And we understood the situation is not in control at all. A few hours after that, we start to hear the fighting in the kibbutz. We start to hear some, you know, shootings, and we start to hear the fights. And we got some messages from kids that said somebody shot dad, somebody shot mom, and our house is setting on fire and things like that. Leanne and I made a decision that we are not going to fight with them. We are going to say this exactly what they're asking from us. We presume I'll be kidnapped, but for them, the British passport will protect them. And that was our plan. And when they arrived more than 4 hours after we got in the safe room, we did exactly the same. They understood they have British passport. 5 minutes later, they took me out of the house. That was the last time I've seen them. Unfortunately, these monsters didn't have any boundaries. They didn't care about their British passports, and they murdered them 5 minutes after I was kidnapped.
My God. Now, prior to coming out of the safe room and presenting them with the passports and so forth, I assume, and as you explained, you had a discussion with your wife about what you were going to do, and you had a discussion with your daughters too, correct?
Not really. We tried to be very quiet about that. We understood each other about the passport. That's the first thing we've sent that to them after they stopped shooting in the safe room. We showed them they have British passport. And that's it. That's the last time I've seen them, because they took me out of the house and I just shouted to my girls that have been in the kitchen area. I shouted them, I'll come back. And that was the last thing, the last time I've seen them.
And then what happens to you?
They kidnapped me, you know, pushed me in the car. On the way of the car, I've seen something like 150 terrorists in our neighborhood coming in and out from every house, celebrating, smiling, filming themselves. So I understood that the army is not around, because nobody fought with them in our neighborhood. They pushed me in the back of the car that they stole from Berry, and we driven towards Gaza, something like half an hour, and we stopped in a mosque.
But before we get to that, let me ask you this, Eli,
which is,
what did they say to you in the car? Anything? What did they do to you in the car? Anything? Was it silent?
No, just from time to time. No, they haven't been silent. From time to time, they beat me. They talk with themselves about how millionaires we are in the kibbutz, because they've seen the neighborhood. It was the newest neighborhood in kibbutz Be'eri. We only been there 5 years in our house. That's it. And they were very stressed if the army is going to bomb the cow or not. But again, after half an hour, we stop in the mosque. They tried to take me out of the car. A mob of civilians were outside, and they succeed to take me away from them, from the terrorists, start to lynch me. It was kids on top of me with shoes, start to hit me. Fortunately, again, the terrorists that have been with me in the car succeed to take me into the mosque. They undressed me, start to interrogate me.
All right, let me ask you a question. Before you get in the mosque, the book is Hostage, by the way. You really ought to grab this book on Amazon.com. It's available now, Amazon.com, Hostage. You really ought to read this book and get the facts. It's just unbelievable. But the population there, including the kids, they wanted to string you up. They wanted to lynch you right there, correct?
Yes, yes. Most of the time when I've been in the house of the Palestinian house of the family, I was there 52 days, the first 52 days, the terrorist of Hamas was scared from the civilians outside that they will hear me or see me. And they will come to the inside the house and they will lynch all of us, include them. It was when we walked at the streets in Gaza. It was the most scary thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm. So the population wanted you dead. They wanted to hang you. So this idea that there's a big separation between the terrorists and the population.
Yes, these civilians was so-called uninvolved, we afraid them the most, yes.
So you're dragged into this mosque, and you were saying what happened?
They start to interrogate me, and I said to them, no, I answered them in Arabic, and they were very surprised I know Arabic, so I said they were sure I'm from the secret service in from Israel, from the IDF, and I said to them, I'm 51 years old, I'm a civilian, and they didn't really believe me. And they took me from there to a family Palestinian house, and we've been there for 52 days, chained on our legs and hands. And of course, you need the permission to speak and to eat and to go to the toilet. This is what we've done 52 days.
And then what happens after 52 days?
It was the first ceasefire that they changed. The women and the children, Israeli hostages, with their prisoners, and we were sure it will come our turn as well. Instead of that, they took us, me and another guy that arrived the day before, another Israeli hostage. They took us to a tunnels, and in the tunnels that was in the mosque, we've been 50 meters underground, and I met another six hostages, Israeli hostages there. One of them included was Hirsch Goldberg, who was American citizen, and I knew an amazing man. Unfortunately, they separate us after 3 days. They took Hirsch, Goldberg, Ori Danino, and Dalmoge, Sarusi to other place. They said to them they are going home, but unfortunately they didn't arrive home, and they were murdered 10 months later in other tunnel.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Again, this is all important. This book is very, very important. Remind everybody how many days you were held as a hostage.
I was 491 days, 440 days from them. It was in the tunnels, 50 meters underground. Humiliated, the humiliation was on daily basis, violence from time to time. Chained, of course, 24/7 for all these 440 days. You know, the hygienic condition was very, very poor. We got to shower every 6 weeks with half a bucket of cold water. Soap or toothpaste were a luxury for us that we've seen every 3 or 4 months. This is our life, but the worst thing, we didn't care about all these things. We could, it was bearable for us. It was a part of our survival, but the worst thing was the starvation. We used to eat one meal a day. It was a bowl of pasta or a bowl of rice or a 1.5 pita bread, usually dry. That was the worst thing. I was weighted on October 7. I was more than 70 kilos. And when I was released 16 months later, I was 44 kilos.
Well, without going to Google, that's how many pounds when you were released, do you know?
I don't know in pounds, I know just in kilos.
I'm looking it up right now, stick with me. Okay, that's 2.2 pounds, so you lost over 60 pounds. That's a lot.
Yes, of course, yes.
That's a lot. Did you get close to or friendly with any of the others who were kidnapped? Were you with them long enough to really get to know who they were, and were you able to speak to each other?
I've been for 14 months, 24/7, with Elia Cohen, Or Levy, and Alon Oil. We've been together in the tunnels. We needed to survive together, so of course we talked every day. We knew it about each other, everything about our childhood, family, friends, hobbies, whatever you name it. I know everything about everyone. And that was good because it helped us to survive together, and we've been very, really united. We made lots of progress between us, and we had lots of strategies about the relationship that we had with our captors, and we analyzed them 24/7, and it helped us to survive.
Did you talk to each other about whether or not you would get out? Or did you have hope or no?
Oh, we didn't lose our hope, our faith for 1 minute. I used to repeat that it's only a matter of time until we are going to be released. I don't know if it will be another month, another 8 months. We are going to be released, that's for sure, because I knew how Israel acting about their civilians, and I knew that the IDF, all the secret services, and our leadership as well, and doing everything they can to take us out from there.
You know, I'd like to have you back one day. I know it's not easy given the time and so forth. I feel like we've touched barely the surface here. Folks, if you want to get all the information, and I encourage you to do it, because this is a real story of humanity versus this monstrous terrorism. The book is called Hostage, and we're talking to a very, very brave man, Eli Sharabi. Eli, I cannot thank you enough for your time. I want to encourage everybody listening, grab this book. You can get it on Amazon.com, Hostage, or any major bookstore, but you can get it tomorrow right there on Amazon.com. I definitely want to try and get you back in 3 or 4 weeks. I won't put you on the spot, but there's so much more to talk about. I just want you to know, thank God you're back. We are extremely and sincerely sorry about the loss of your beautiful girls, your wife, and we wish you all the best in the future, my friend.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you for having me. It was a big honor. Thank you.
The honor is mine. God bless. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin. have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
You know, history is a way of repeating itself, especially when we ignore it. That's why Hillsdale College's free online course on the Roman Republic is so important. The course explores how Rome rose from a monarchy to a republic, how it ultimately collapsed into a tyranny. Sound familiar? You'll learn about Cicero, the Senate, and the principles that once held a great civilization together. And you'll see the warning signs, some of the same ones we're seeing here in America today. Hillsdale's professors are top-notch, and they make history come alive. This isn't dry textbook stuff. It's a powerful lesson in liberty, virtue, and the dangers of centralized power. And it's free. That's right, absolutely free. You can take it at your own pace from anywhere. So, folks, don't wait. Go right now to levinforhillsdale.com to enroll. No cost, easy to get started. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com to register for free. Levin, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com.
Good looks, charm, smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
See, I'd like to share something that should fill every Christian with wonder and happiness. We're living in a time of history's greatest homecoming. Thousands of years, God promised through his prophets that he would gather the Jewish people from every corner of the earth, bring them back to their homeland. Many thought these were just beautiful words that would never come to pass, of course. But we're witnessing the impossible. Since 1948, over 3 million Jewish people have returned to Israel from more than 100 countries. Russian Jews, Ethiopian Jews, European Holocaust survivors, all coming home exactly as Scripture foretold. It's not coincidence. It's prophecy. Right in front of our eyes. When I support the Great International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, I'm not just helping with immigration. I'm participating in biblical prophecy, and so are you. I'm saying yes to God's promises coming true. So join me in the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Let's discover the top reasons why Christians all over the world support the Holy Land, Israel. This is a fantastic group, and I want you to be part of it. I want you to enjoy it. To learn more, go to levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. All right, let's slip in one more here. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, cut 24, go.
Mr. Katyal referred to common sense several times, and I want to pick up on Justice Barrett's question, because your interpretation of the statute, as she pointed out, would allow the president to shut down all trade with every other country in the world, or to impose some significant quota on imports from every other country in the world, but would not allow a 1% tariff. And that leaves, in the government's words in its brief, an odd donut hole in the statute. Why would a rational Congress say, yeah, we're going to give the president the power to shut down trade? I mean, think about the effects. But you're admitting that power's in there.
Yeah, well, I've got to say one thing, folks. This seems very esoteric to me and not even on point. I'm just saying. This gives the power, the ability of the president to just shut down all trade. Don't you think they'd impeach the president, Mr. Producer, if they did that? And remove him from office, any president, shut down all trade? The answer is yes, that's what they would do. But that said, there's no president who's going to shut down all trade. There has to be some level of common sense here, the application of the real world here. And, of course, if that's the position of Barrett, and that's the position of even Kavanaugh, they really fear something like that potentially could happen, or as through their logic stream they look at this. I still don't see why Congress couldn't act, either through impeachment or even the power of the purse, a statute, something of that sort. I just don't get it. So if a president were to shut down all commerce, you think the Congress would sit there and thumb their nose? No, they wouldn't. I want to salute all you heroes out there. I want to thank you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Same place, same time. God bless you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic, wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf. These cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.